Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. Our theme for Financial Literacy Month is the Financial Readiness Kit. I mean, certainly all Canadians are feeling the pinch of inflation right now, and they're seeing so much uncertainty in the geopolitical situation, with the climate, all sorts of things, questions about what's going to happen with the economy. But not all Canadians are affected by all this stuff in the same way. What readiness means to a 30-year-old may be quite different from a 55-year-old for a host of reasons. Credit Canada has developed a financial readiness kit for Canadians over the age of 55. It's one of a number that has been produced, one for youth, one for women. We're going to focus on 55 plus now with Yvonne Ziomecki-Fisher, Executive Vice President at Home Equity Bank. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello, Bruce. How are you today?
I'm great. What are some of the issues that you would highlight facing those over the age of 55?
I think there are a number of issues for that particular group that are very different for than any other demographic. So number one is their job or approach towards retirement. So what we've been hearing over the last few months post-pandemic, a lot of people, even below 65, 55 to 65, that are actually rethinking the future life and they're deciding to retire. So that has financial readiness consequences. The second one is inflation. It's impacting everybody. But for that group, if you think about those who are still in jobs or maybe have retired, their opportunity to earn more money is significantly more diminished than somebody younger. So they are not able to make more money because they're exiting the workforce. COVID and loneliness is a really big thing that has impacted that group, and it impacts their financial readiness.
Many people in that demographic rent, and many own, but certainly if you are a homeowner and have been for a while and you're 55 plus, your circumstances are quite different from someone who's a relatively new homeowner at age 30. How does that dynamic for homeowners differ by age and stage?
So when you're older, let's say 55 or 65, you should be at the point where you're paying off your mortgage. There's very little, if anything, left. And you're thinking about, life after work. The reality is we are all living longer. My life expectancy is still about 84. So we are living longer, working longer, and have to support ourselves in retirement longer. For somebody who owns a house in retirement, if they still have a mortgage right now, a lot of people are really worried about being in a variable rate mortgage because the mortgage payments are going up. So if you are not making any more money, or if you're thinking of retiring and all of a sudden the mortgage payments are going up, that is something that's definitely going to impact your financial situation. And you always have to remember, regardless of what type of mortgage you have or how much you owe, you have to make sure that you have insurance on the home. You may have to make sure you're making property tax payments. So these are very, very important components for those people who are homeowners.
Cash flow is huge. If you are retired, that income essentially is fixed versus if you're still in your working years, you could, get some overtime or work longer than you'd predicted. How do you ensure that you've got wiggle room to withstand surprises in that chapter of your life?
So that goes back to the preparedness fact, right? The preparedness point, because if you do it right now, any family right now probably is going to be short money because everything has gotten more expensive. the older you are, the less wiggle room you have, the harder it gets. So we always tell people at Home Equity Bank, and you know, I always tell people in my personal life, you have to be doing budgeting exercises once every few years. They're not fun. I hate tracking, you know, keeping track of all the expenses and adding them up and putting things in categories. But if you don't understand where you're spending money, it's really difficult to plan and prepare a budget. And then when things get tougher, it's really hard to know where you have wiggle room and where you don't. Mm.
Let's connect financial readiness with mental and physical health, because that, I mean, it's certainly where it, life is precarious for anyone, regardless of age. But as we become senior, as we pass the, you know, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, those issues become much more real and can change on a dime. I am a deluded optimist. I'm going to look amazing and be amazing till I'm 95, except for that may not be how it goes for me. And as a member of the sandwich generation, I've got parents who are aging, who went from amazing and perfect to, you know, dealing with some real things. How do you protect for that eventuality? And I say eventuality because if you're still alive, you're going to see diminished capacity.
Well, I think the physical, mental, and financial health are connected. So, you know, what we do is we work with people who are 55 plus. Our average client is 72. I can't tell you how often it happens when we help somebody financially with providing our solution. We get letters, I get phone calls, emails telling us that, you know, yes, the financial element was one part of it, but their mental health has improved incredibly just overnight. They're able to do things that they, you know, always enjoyed, gardening, seeing friends, et cetera, you know, even leaving the house. We forget how serious the worry about financial is on a lot of people. And as you get older, your world can sometimes get smaller, and you may not be comfortable. You know, it could be, it could just be the societal norms. People are not comfortable talking about money. People are not comfortable having those discussions. So making sure that you're in good physical health, because it means you're probably interacting with other people. You have all the endorphins going, making sure that you're doing things that you enjoy. I think the three really, really work very closely together. And once one suffers, there are consequences for the other ones as well.
Home Equity Bank offers something called a reverse mortgage, which we've talked about on this show before. How does that particular product fit into financial readiness for someone 55 plus?
It fits for some people, not for all. I think, you know, it's a great solution for people who are in the retirement and for some reason, you know, they either don't have a pension or they don't have sufficient savings, or maybe they do have all those things, but they want to renovate or travel or gift money to families, especially now as younger generations trying to get into the real estate market. I think it's one of the tools and definitely, in my opinion, there's not enough people know about it and not enough people consider it. We have a lot of people who come to us kind of at the end of the rope because they've been going without. And going without could be, you know, not able to go out with friends or see your grandkids in the States. Meanwhile, they're living in a house that's paid off or partially paid off. And that's actually, you know, a pretty good investment they've made many, many years ago, buying the house, maintaining the house. And it's a bit of a mental game for some people to realize that they can actually take money out of that investment and invest in their future, in their well-being, and improve their life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a lot of really interesting conversations with people who are lucky to have that asset and are able to put it to good use. Hmm.
I want to ask you about some other things you would highlight in terms of financial readiness, but I also want to make sure everybody knows that they can download these financial readiness kits, and I say kits plural, at creditcanada.com/FLM-2022. FLM-2022. There's one for women, there's one for youth, there's one, a basic kit, and then there's one for seniors or for age 55 plus or age 55 or better. Yvonne, what are some of the other things that you would highlight that you believe are the metaphorical equivalent of the batteries and the flashlight and the candles and the tuna?
I think the one that I'm very passionate about are power of attorneys and wills. Mm. I see it on a regular basis. I don't want to say daily, but probably weekly, where people have not done the planning, they haven't done the thinking, and something happens and it's too late. It's always too late. So I just looked up the stat before our call. 62% of Canadians do not have a will. Do not be that person who doesn't have a will. Do not be that person who doesn't have a power of attorney. It can make a bad situation even worse when you know, health things happen, when somebody passes away. To me, that is probably the most important part of the readiness kit.
I want to loop back to one other thing on cash flow just briefly. And that is, people do some crazy things when they are stuck and they've been painted into a corner. You have an anecdote about home insurance, which that you shared with me, and I thought it was really relevant that people wouldn't necessarily understand. That is not a place to cut to save money.
No, so it's interesting. I, as you said, I've shared that with you. What we've noted in our customer base is, as you said, you know, people, things are getting tight, cash flow is getting tight, and people are starting to look at places where they could cut. And what we started noticing during, you know, coming out of the pandemic is that some of our clients, you know, they have to make trade-offs, and they started canceling their home insurance because they wanted to save on monthly expenses. That's not where, you know, where you want to go. It's one of the things you need to have when you have a mortgage with any financial institutions. It's something you need to have for your protection. But when, if you don't have a lot of wiggle room, you know, there's only so much movement, you know, less food, or maybe you travel less, or you don't see your friends as often. But even with home insurance, you know, you can shop around and you can see if you can get a cheaper quote. So don't cancel your home insurance. It's absolutely crucial to have it for your protection.
And you'll find out, right? Like, that's not, there is a sharing of data. Is that, I couldn't just kind of pretend that I had it?
You can't You can't pretend, Bruce.
Okay, fine. I do have insurance. Just so everybody knows, I've got insurance. Yvonne, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure as always. Thank you for having me on the show, Bruce.
Okay, take care. Yvonne Zumecki-Fisher is Executive Vice President at Home Equity Bank, and she was here to talk about financial readiness. That is our big, big theme for Financial Literacy Month. And in particular, her focus was for Canadians over the age of 50.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.